This day of budget shortfalls and cutbacks, many schools are trying to find ways they can raise funds that improve on bake sales or car washes. Well, it's hard to improve on what the East Village Community School in New York City has done. The small, arts-based public school has put together a CD. It's called Songs from the East Village. And it's a collection of songs, poems, and stories that glorify the neighborhood's deep cultural heritage.
Echibucamaca, Echibucamaca, Mama Gezi Rice, yo, Papa Genwendiobia, Anigeri Wangwo, oh, Echibucamaca, oh.
This song opens the CD. It's called Echibucamaca. It's a Nigerian song that, like most of the selections on this album, was passed down from parent to child, brought from the homeland and given to a new generation. Susan McKeown is a parent at the East Village Community School. She's also a Grammy-winning vocalist. The CD is fundraiser was her idea. She brought everyone together and saw the project through production. She joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having us, Scott.
And we're also joined by Duha and Shams Al-Fatlawi and their father, Muwafiq Al-Fatlawi. They perform one of the songs on the CD. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you very much for having us here.
And Susan McKeown, let me start with you. How'd you get the idea to put a CD together?
Well, I make CDs. That's what I do for a living. I've been producing my own. And when my daughter started at the East Village Community School, I realized when I looked around the room how many professional musicians we had in the parent body who, like me, came to New York and settled as immigrants. So it seemed like a great way to celebrate New York and our diverse population in an aural way, as you would with a camera, and kind of shine the spotlight on each character.
Duha and Shams, may I call you by your first names, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, you are 7 and 10 years old?
Yeah.
And you're from Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear a bit of your song. Correct my pronunciation if I'm off. Beli al-Bilbul.
Yeah. Beli al-Bilbul. Ma shifet asfur. Nagar bittase. Halibu yase. Ala wala ti.
This is a great song.
Thank you.
What's the story of this song?
It's a story about a bird who didn't find his friend, and who was like talking about his food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually have the lyrics in front of me, or the English translation. Did you see a bird eats from a ball, milk and grass on my rose? You do it awfully beautifully.
Thank you.
And Muwafiq, if I may call you Muwafiq.
Yeah, that's right.
What's it like to hear your daughter singing this song?
Hearing this song from Shams and Duha is so special for me here and for my wife, for all of us, because singing this song in New York after all the traumatic kind of environment that we had in Baghdad is kind of bringing hope to us that we are going to have a very, very new life here.
Can you help us understand what you went through in Baghdad and what the contrast is now in the East Village?
Yeah. In Baghdad, I worked for USAID, United States Agency for International Development, as a local advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I was kidnapped in Baghdad in 2007 and accused of being a spy to the American government. And after that, our life was destroyed totally. I mean, children were locked at our home for 6 months without leaving the home for one day. So here, it's like moving from hell to heaven, to paradise.
Susan McKeown,
yes.
Let me ask you about a song here. That because you do have selections from Nigeria, Ireland, Iraq, Spain, France. Let me ask you about a song here that I think of as being British, Soldier, Soldier.
That's right. This version comes from Martha Kessler, who's the head of the Parents Committee, and her daughter and my daughter and a number of the other girls are singing on it. But it was a version that Martha, who's born and grew up in England, learned over there. So she brought that back to New York and taught it to her daughter, who made up a new ending.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the song first.
Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife and drum? Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot marry you, for I have no coat to put on. So off she went to her grandfather's chest and found him a coat of the very, very best, and the soldier put it on. Oh, soldier, soldier,
now let's go to the, do I refer to this as the post-feminist version that's been added? Let's listen in.
Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife and drum? Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot marry you, for I have a wife of my own. So off she went to her grandfather's chest and pulled out a gun of the very, very best. And she chased him all around the town.
That's folk song. You can make up your own ending. So that's the way folk songs change and get handed down.
Help us set up a lovely song from Tibet called Snow.
Well, that was something that we hadn't expected to happen at all. Bradley Goodman, who's the assistant principal, suggested to me when I was already almost finished recording, I had about 15 of the tracks in the can, and he said, you know, we have such an interesting Tibetan population. We have about 5 families from Tibet. So we set the recording date and he agreed to bring them all to the studio and we were going to order pizza. And when the session was over, somebody in the room said, there's something else we'd like to do. And then Sonam, who hadn't said a word at the time, walked into the vocal booth. And we didn't even close the vocal booth. Everybody just stood in the room and Sonam started singing and nobody made a sound. And what I learned afterwards about him was that he had just come to our school last September, having walked out of Tibet over the Himalayas with his brother and his family. And for the first time in his life, it was the first time he'd gone to school, and he came in at the 5th grade. So that's the story of Sonam and his song.
Let's hear Sonam Wangchen and Snow. What an amazing story.
Yeah, what a gifted singer.
Goodness gracious. Because this is a fundraiser, right?
Yes.
So how's it doing vis-a-vis a bake sale?
I have no idea. We just released it. I don't know what the figures are. My friend had a theory, because I don't cook, I don't bake, that I did this because I'm not a baker. I couldn't contribute to the cook aspect of the school.
And may I ask, what would the money be earmarked for?
For arts and language programs at the school, to continue, for example, the after-school violin class for the 2nd and 3rd grades, things like that. At our school, we believe that a fully rounded person is somebody who's able to have access to the arts as well as all the other subjects.
The CD is Songs from the East Village. We've been speaking with Susan McKeown and some of the performers, including Doha and Shems and Mwafiq Al-Fatlawi. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Oh,